agriculture is expected to generate $300 million in the state of Maryland, spread over 2 million acres and employing around 350,000, including migrant workers. But many of them find themselves in conditions that some say violate basic human rights. In its effort to investigate these cases, Maryland Legal Aid says it has encountered resistance from some local farmers as well as deplorable conditions. Nathaniel Norton, a migrant workers attorney, is working with the Human Aid Legal Rights Project. He points to the Yellow Hill Farm in Caroline County. He says the owners and crew confronted the attorneys and told them to keep off the property, even though Norton says they had the right to be there without first notifying the owners of the farm.
Last summer, we represented a worker who was shot at by the crew leader one evening in the camp. The crew leader disputes that. He says he shot into the air three times, and our client says he shot at his feet. In any case, that's pretty outrageous conduct by his employer and employer representative. And so he was legitimately scared and left the camp and lost work and lost wages.
Yellow Hill has been in business for 50 years, spreading over 600 acres, including cantaloupe, watermelon, and corn crops. However, the farm has been the focus for the Federal Department of Labor.
And that's a camp where the nurse practitioner in the area has been told she's not allowed on the camp ever. She's been told if, you know, she wants to get prescriptions to workers, she has to somehow arrange to meet them at a laundromat somewhere. It's also a camp that there's a lot of people with health problems, pre-existing conditions, and it's just baffling to me why a grower would not allow workers access to medical care.
Despite numerous phone calls, owners of the farm did not respond. Maryland Legal Aid says this is just one example of the problems that migrant workers face across the country. Rena Shaw is the director of the Human Aid Legal Rights Project, and she says her organization has now submitted a letter to the United Nations in an attempt to bring these alleged violations to the attention of the world body.
This letter really came from the fact that, we want to start doing this advocacy. We think human rights is really applicable to all the issues that we see with our clients, and it's really a way to think bigger, broader, think in a way that deals with root causes, and we're trying to expand, the notion of rights. I think the United States is very familiar with civil and political rights, but not so much with social, economic, and cultural rights.
Shaw says taking this issue to the UN is unprecedented and hopes that it will bring pressure on national and state officials to act.
You know, essentially what we wanted them to do is put pressure on the U.S. government to have some kind of standard where access is allowed onto these farms. What we would hope is that they would communicate directly with the U.S. government and put pressure on them.
This is Stephanie Barless for Delmarva Public Radio.